I'm Pastor Tim. Welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 910, The Value of Tears. Tears. What do you think of them? Should we show them? Hide them? Deny them? Let them fall? Are we to be somewhere between just letting it all hang out and that old song, Big Girls, They Don't Cry, Aye, Aye, They Don't Cry? Let's begin with what has been called the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35. Jesus wept. Right there, we're told that tears are human. They're normal. They're good. They're not evil. They're not a sign of weakness. But they have value. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, which is all about loving God and loving others in our everyday lives. And that means the mountaintops and the days where our eyes leak. I mentioned before in an earlier episode that tears are liquid prayers. Tears are liquid prayers. When you don't have words to express your emotions, your body will do it for you. Frederick Buechner was 96 years old, an ordained minister and an author of nearly 40 books. He passed away recently on August the 15th. Now, his writings have encouraged and inspired many, including me, for decades. Listen today to his thoughts on the value of tears. This was originally published in Whistling in the Dark. Buechner writes, "You never know what may cause them. The sight of the Atlantic Ocean can do it, or a piece of music, or a face you've never seen before. A pair of somebody's old shoes can do it. Almost any movie made before the great sadness that came over the world after the Second World War, a horse cantering across a meadow, the high school basketball team running out onto the gym floor at the start of the game. You can never be sure, but of this you can be sure. Whenever you find tears in your eyes, especially unexpected tears, it is well to pay the closest attention. They are not only telling you something about the secret of who you are, but more often than not, God is speaking to you through them of the mystery of where you have come from and is summoning you to where, if your soul is to be saved, should go next." Man, that's beautifully written, isn't it? Listen, friends, your tears are a message. Your tears are a gift. Your tears are never wasted. Scripture tells us that God saves our tears in a bottle. Now that imagery is right up there with the hairs on our head are numbered and He never leaves us and He never forsakes us. It's been said that tears are how the heart speaks when our lips cannot describe how much we've been hurt. The Bible says we don't run from our emotions. We shouldn't be embarrassed by them or try to deny or hide them. They are what they are. Loving someone is allowing him or her to feel what they feel without shame or having to shine. If they're crying, you might softly ask the person, "What message do you think your tears are telling you right now?" And then be quiet and let the Holy Spirit do His work. Here's the great question. When was the last time tears came to your eyes? And what was the message your body and soul was trying to give you in that moment? Let's pray this prayer adapted from theologyofwork.org. Dear Lord, thank You for the calling to deep intimacy and mutual care in Your body. When we weep with those who weep, we find that our relationships are more meaningful, more permanent, and more transforming. But You know, Lord, how much I struggle to do what Romans 12:15 requires. I can find people's sadness to be unsettling. Plus, I don't want them to be in pain. So I want so much not to weep with them, but to get them to stop. Help me, gracious Lord, to live out this verse in my life, with my family, my colleagues, my friends, my brothers and sisters at church, and all those You bring into my life. Give me a tender heart for those who hurt and the willingness to feel their pain. I thank You most of all, dear Lord, for entering into our suffering through the Incarnation. You have modeled the kind of costly intimacy and vulnerability that You expect from us. How good You are to us, Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 911. And in the meantime, I love this passage from Romans. Love must be without hypocrisy. Detest evil, cling to what is good, show family affection to one another with brotherly love. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lack diligence. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer. Share with the saints in their needs, pursue hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. We often love the party people, but we don't know what to do with the people in pain. And yet loving means we're called to both. Today, may you love by noticing tears forming in someone's eye, and just be present with him or her, maybe a gentle touch, a silent prayer, a listening ear. May you be someone that God uses today to show the value of tears.